Now you have the internal, the subjective evidence. And what is that? Well, here in verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Now, there's no reason for you to be taken in by this satanic teaching or the denial of the deity of Christ. I had a man that came to my door, and he handed me an envelope in which he had a gift for our radio ministry. And then he told me, he says, I used to be an officer in the church, and a high officer, by the way. Then he says, I got saved, and I got my eyes open. And he says, I knew I was in the wrong place, because he said they were denying the deity of Christ. And this denomination is a denomination that I was brought up in. And he said, I found out that they were denying the deity of Christ. So he said, I got out. Why did he get out? Well, he's indwelt by the Spirit of God. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So that there's no excuse for you to be taken in today by a false teacher or false prophet or false teaching. The thing to do is to go to God about the matter and ask him that the Holy Spirit lead you and teach you. And if you're in fellowship with him, the Spirit of God is going to make it clear to you. I had a dear lady right here in Southern California that she told me that she began to listen to me, and she was very critical at first. In fact, the matter is, began to ridicule. She was in a cult, and she felt like what I had to say contradicted what she was being taught, and it sure did. But she began to test it by the Word of God. Now, this woman was really a born-again Christian, but she got caught up in a cult. But she got her eyes open. Why? Because the Spirit of God is there to teach. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you can overcome all this false teaching today because of that. Now, every Christian, and I need to be very definite here, is indwelt by the Spirit of God. This is no ifs, ands, or perhapses, or buts about it. Every child of God. Listen to Paul in Romans 8. He says here in Romans 8, verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God, or since the Spirit of God dwells in you. He wasn't raising a question about whether the Romans were saved or not. He's actually saying they are, since the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And that is the very wonderful thing that back in the 5th chapter, he had said is one of the present results of being justified by faith. He says that the love of God is shed abroad in your hearts. Now, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. This love of God, that is, God's love for us, is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who is given unto us. The Holy Spirit is given to believers. Now, that's not the only place. Over in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 19. What, Paul says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? Now, of course, Paul must be talking about some super-duper saints, some that have really arrived, spiritually minded, and those that were living on a high plane. No, you know who he's talking about? He's writing to the Corinthians, and he's just called them carnal. He's called them babes in Christ. He's just about called them everything that they should not have been, but yet they were. And the thing is that every child of God is indwelt by the Spirit of God. Now, since that is true, and that's the reason you don't need an angel to appear to you tonight to tell you that you're in the wrong place. The thing is that you need to have the Holy Spirit teach you. And friends, the Holy Spirit teaches through his Word. And you can't just stay away from the Bible and be ignorant of it and ignore it and expect to have the Spirit of God lead you and guide you. And that's the reason that we're trying to get people in the Word today, because we're reading these letters that reveal that the Spirit of God opens people's hearts, and it protects them from this world that we're living in. We're living in a big, bad world, let me tell you. And today there's a lot that's false that's going on in the world, and we need to be warned concerning it. And we can test it. Now, here's a test. It's just like putting litmus paper down in a solution to tell whether it is an acid or a base. Believe me, this is a test that'll work, these twofold things. The one that's teaching, does he deny the incarnation? Well, that's the spirit of Antichrist, friend. You're not going to follow that. That's contrary to Christ, although it may imitate him. Generally, these false teachers are very attractive persons. Many of them have charisma, and they make a fleshly appeal to folk. But they can be tested. The Holy Spirit is there to be our teacher and our guide.